Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. A new study from the Archives of Pediatrics and Adolescent Medicine shows TV reduces young children's language skills as a result of stifling parent-child interaction. The critical period for language development is the age of two, and with about 30% of households having televisions on all the time, the vocal interaction between children, parents, and siblings is greatly diminished. According to the study, each additional hour of television exposure by the child was associated with a decrease in 770 words, 7%, that the child heard from an adult. Each additional hour of television exposure among children was also associated with a reduction in the number and length of child vocalizations. The greater amount of time we place our children in front of the television, whether to watch movies or so-called learning videos, the less likely they will develop the verbal skills that are so critical for their development. And for our next story, we look at a very common treatment for autistic kids, but not a very effective one. Although antidepressants are widely prescribed for children with autistic spectrum disorder, research shows that these are no more effective than placebo. The amazing thing is 59% of the sales of antidepressants go to children, and yet there are no conclusive studies that warrant their use. Antidepressant use is significantly more likely to be associated with adverse events, particularly increased energy level, impulsiveness, decreased concentration, hyperactivity, diarrhea, insomnia, and dry skin or itching. Even with the little value these medications show and the long list of adverse reactions, medical doctors have no problem prescribing them. Medicating our children for the sake of profit is not a very good treatment protocol, and one that needs to be stopped. And when I come back, we'll take a look at the effect of early weight gain in infancy and the relationship between periodontal disease and heart disease.
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
According to the Journal of the American Medical Association, fast weight gain in infants is more detrimental than slow weight gain. It appears that infants that gain weight quickly within the first 3 months of life are more likely to develop heart disease, blood sugar handling problems, excess weight around the middle, and increased risk of coronary heart disease. Noted in the study was that formula-fed infants grow at a faster rate than breastfed infants and are more likely to be overweight later in life. Just one more positive reason for breastfeeding your children. And for our last story, we take a look at two very different diseases, but both with the same cause. Both coronary heart disease and periodontitis, inflammation of the gums surrounding the teeth, are both characterized as chronic inflammatory diseases. Now the research shows that both diseases have a common genetic link. Periodontitis is caused by inflammation and results in severe tissue destruction, where bone is destroyed and not replaced. In contrast, coronary heart disease is also caused by inflammation, the result of cells entering the blood vessels. But instead of destruction, as seen in periodontitis, we see active cell growth which blocks the flow of blood through the blood vessels. Periodontitis is a good warning sign that there is inflammation in the body and that there is most likely coronary artery disease going on. As a result, periodontitis should be taken very seriously by dentists and treated as early as possible. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Your nose can remember 50,000 different scents. While a bloodhound's nose may be a million times more sensitive than a human's, that doesn't mean that the human's sense of smell is useless. Humans can identify a wide variety of scents, and many are strongly tied to memories and emotions. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.